your weekly countdown. The top five on KX93.5.
All right, Linda Halligan is in studio as she is once a week, counting down the top five on KX93.5. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. What's up, Tyler?
How are you?
I'm doing great.
You're looking bright and purpley today.
Well, you know, it's going to be hot out. I'm ready for the weekend, little beach time.
Awesome. So, big movie coming out this weekend, one that I think looks very funny. Will Ferrell's latest.
Yes.
Get Hard.
Which it's called Get Hard.
Inspired your list today, right?
That's right. That's right. So, it is coming out tomorrow. A lot of people are talking about the restricted trailer. I don't know if you've seen it.
Oh, I have not.
It's a little bit dirty. I watched it this morning. But, I mean, it looks like a funny movie. Kevin Hart is also in it. And
yeah,
he's hilarious.
Great. Yeah.
So, I think they'll be good together. We will see. So, I'm counting down today. Will Ferrell. Top five Will Ferrell movies.
Top five Will Ferrell movies, which may be hard to pick from.
Really hard.
Yeah.
So here's how what I had to do. I figure if we're going to see a Will Ferrell movie, we want to see his face, right? So I cut out the animated ones where you just hear his voice, okay? Even though there's a couple of really good ones. The other thing is he's made a lot of cameos in movies, but if he didn't star in it, if he wasn't one of the main stars, I took that off the list.
All right.
So that helped me narrow it down a
little bit. I'm looking forward to it. I'm a big Will Ferrell fan.
Okay.
So.
Number five, probably the most controversial pick of the whole five.
Wow.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Step Brothers. Did you see Step Brothers?
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. You know what? I didn't see it in the theater because it didn't look that great to me. I then saw it on video, and since then, it's gotten, I don't know, I thought it was really funny. I have a lot of friends who are constantly quoting that movie.
Yeah.
And just because of him and John C. Reilly together, it's very funny. They're these guys in their 30s. They're losers. They both live at home, and their parents get married, so they become roommates.
Yeah. It's funny. It's not his best, and that's why it's number five on the list.
Exactly. A couple of funny lines from it, though. Why are you so sweaty? I was watching Cops. I mean, there's just like some random lines. And then probably my favorite line that a bunch of my friends quote constantly. Can we turn our beds into bunk beds? It will give us so much extra space in our room to do activities.
Yeah.
So we're constantly, whenever we're in a room or something and we want to do something, we're like, let's turn them into bunk beds. We can have so much more room for activities. So, okay, that's number five.
All right.
Four through one, I feel strongly about.
Okay.
Very strong.
I'm ready.
Okay, number four. You like NASCAR.
I like Talladega Nights as well.
Talladega Nights, the Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby.
I've been to some NASCAR races, I have to say. I'm not a redneck. It's okay if you are. But it is some great people watching.
I went drag racing a couple weekends ago.
Did you really?
It's
where?
In Phoenix.
How fun.
It's different. It was a Christmas present. It's different from NASCAR because you're not going around in a circle. You're just going a straight line. But man, it is fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, you drink a beer and you watch all these people who are so into it. I mean, it's their life.
Yeah.
And then you're just staring at these cars going around waiting for them to crash. You know?
if that's what you're looking for, then yeah.
It's a good time. And one of the famous quotes from that is, shake and bake. All right, number three. I love this movie. It is hilarious. Old School.
Yeah, so good.
Luke Wilson, Vince Vaughn. One of the great Will Ferrell scenes in that he's running. He leaves the fraternity house because there are all these guys who want to relive the glory years and they're in their 30s. So they start this fraternity, and then he runs out, and he's like, we're streaking, come on. And he's yelling for everybody to come. No one else comes, and he just keeps running down the street naked. And he's by himself, and then his new wife and her girlfriends drive by and see him. And they're like,
right.
What the heck is
he's
going
Frank
on?
He's Frank the Tank in that
he's
one,
Frank
right?
He's Frank the
yeah,
Tank,
yeah,
yep, absolutely. Okay, number two. This is a good one for adults and kids.
Okay.
We've talked about it once before on this show. Elf.
Elf is so good.
It's so good.
It's such a culty Christmas movie now.
It is.
Yeah.
It's adorable. He's this super tall elf, and he's raised by in the North Pole. He finds out that he's not actually an elf, and he moves to the U.S., goes to New York to find his real parents.
You know who's in that movie that surprised me the last time I saw it?
Peter Billingsley?
I don't even know who that is. So
okay,
no.
I'll tell you in a sec.
Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah.
Before she was anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I think that may be one of her first big cinema roles.
Yeah, that was one of her first big ones. Peter Billingsley is... Back in the day, he was the little boy who starred in A Christmas Story.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Jon Favreau from Swingers, he directed that movie.
So he
and they're all
to...
friends.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a little part in the beginning where Peter Billingsley, he's this little blonde man now, and he's kind of in charge of the elves. So
wow, I missed that. That's
yeah,
funny.
So check that out. I don't even think he's credited.
Probably the only movie he's done since A Christmas Story.
Well, he directs and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so he does a lot of that. But
cool.
So he'll pop up in movies from.
Sure,
but I wanted to ask you a question, though, about elf.
Go ahead.
Do you know what the four main food groups are if you're an elf?
No.
Okay. Anyone at home? Candy.
Uh-huh.
Candy canes. Candy corns. And syrup.
Is that from the movie? Or
that's
is that
from
your,
the movie.
Your invention?
No. I wish I invented that. That is from the movie. So all the kids at home, just tell your parents. No, Mom. The four food groups.
Obviously.
I'm good.
Well done.
Okay. Number one. You've got to know this one.
It's got to be Anchorman.
It's got to be Anchorman.
Yeah, so
and I'm a little biased because I was a news anchor for a long time.
Yes.
And when this came out, I planned a field trip with the three stations in town, and we had people from all three stations go watch it together. And we were laughing hysterically for basically two straight hours. I don't know if everybody else in the theater thought it was as funny as we did.
Yeah.
And that movie, actually, when you look at how much money Will Ferrell has made in his movies, that one didn't make, it's not even towards the top.
Really?
But I think since it's come out, I mean, he's really just known for that movie.
Yeah, that's the one among my friends that gets quoted the most.
Yes.
I came out when I was in high school, actually, and it was just such an instant cult classic.
Right. I love Lamp.
Yep.
It's one of the good ones. Stay Classy, San Diego, of
course. Skyrockets in Flight.
Yes.
Yes.
Of course. And I always like to say when I was anchoring, I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
Oh, put a question mark in the teleprompter. So we like that one. And then, of course, two really great roles. But again, he wasn't the star of these movies. Zoolander, Mugatu is one of the greatest characters. And he's coming back for Zoolander 2. I'm thinking he's going to have a bigger role. We'll see. Also, Wedding Crashers. Remember, he pops in at the end there, and he's just a loser. But and he's kind of a god that they look up to, but then in the end, he's not so... Well, and the Lego movie made a ton of money.
Yeah.
Ton of money, but it was his voice.
Who did he voice in the Lego movie?
He was the
bad guy, right?
He was the bad guy,
yeah.
And he was the dad. He was a couple of different characters.
Our top five on KX93.5 with Get Hard-inspired Will Ferrell movies coming out. Anything else notable in the box office this weekend?
Yes, one big one for the families, Home, is coming out. They've been previewing that for a long time. Jim Parsons, Rihanna, Steve Martin, and Jennifer Lopez. So, an alien story, but it should make a ton of money, and I think a lot of kids will want to see that one.
Awesome. Linda Halligan counts down our top five on KX93.5. Thank you. This will be podcast online, and Linda Halligan TV on Facebook, correct?
Correct.
And we'll see you next week.
Okay.
Thanks.